Dr. Cher, from a Record Store Day release. It's live at Boston Paradise from 80, right when they're first coming over, the Pretenders, and the original lineup just ripping. Great concert. You heard The Wait, a song from their first album. And that's one of two radio shows they did around that time in there. This one's a standalone. The other one they stuck on one of the deluxe reissues of the albums. Great stuff. A real tragedy that band didn't get past the second album. It was never quite the same. Brand new from James Williamson and Dennis Tech. Two guitar players of note. James Williamson from the Raw Power Stooges and Dennis Tech from Radio Birdman. They're neighbors. And they teamed up in last December and recorded that. It's called Two to One. You heard Spare Change, Small Change. Interesting. Just came out today, so a sneak preview a month ago, but it's out now. You can get it in stores, online. All that, all the options. 5:01. Heading towards the home stretch on this Friday afternoon show. I'm back in the saddle, as far as I know, every other week till the end of the year. I don't expect any more vacations or interruptions, but never know. Just do what you have to do to continue on. So to continue, I have to say this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Lara Jewelry, locally grown, nationally known jewelers offering innovative and eco-conscious artisan fine jewelry. Open only for walk-in with masks required. Open daily. Yeah. Private and virtual appointments are also available. Details online at online scheduler at larajewelry.com. The Old Saloon and Livery Stable and Immigrant Roadside Bar and Restaurant, established in 1902, open daily 11 a.m. till midnight, and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner starting at 8 a.m. Thursday through Monday. Information and music schedule online at oldsaloonmt.com and on Facebook. And Ghost Town Coffee Roasters, featuring locally roasted specialty coffees, coffee equipment, barista training, and fresh food to go from the cafe. Online ordering at orderspoon.com or phone 577-2662, located at 104 Bridger Drive, or drive across from the Story Mill Park and at retailers throughout Montana. There you go. Looks like something's happening here. Am I ready? I'm getting there. Sort of getting back comfortable today. It's funny. Missing one show when I do it every other week seems like a really, really long gap between shows up here. And I always look forward to it. It's one of the most favorite things I could do with my time. And I hope to keep doing it more. Well, are we counting? 52 years. I've been on the radio, not all here at KGLT, only 39 at KGLT, I'm getting the hang of it, and they haven't told me otherwise, so I'll be back in 2 weeks as Jimmy and Joey Kehoe on the alternating weeks, and it seems like the schedule's a little in flux right now. Not sure what's up, because Jim was on today, and he usually isn't on the same week as I am, and Tim Tate is taking some time off, so you had Dave O. And I assume it's going to be Derek. I haven't been able to call up the schedule yet, so I'll see who's on today. Okay, fair enough? Fair enough. Okay, again, digging into the album stacks.
I heard Mom and Papa talking last night. I heard Mama say to Papa, let that boy rock and roll.
My neighbor not complaining, the school board caught twice today. To play. I said, it's all right, Pa, let the boy rock and roll. He's got a mind of his own, and you know he's got a musical soul.
Anybody in the mood? Anybody in the mood? Anybody in the mood? to your daddy and explain yourself to me. Cause you know we're man and wife trying to start a family. I'm begging you, baby, cut out the off-the-wall jive. Woman, if you can't treat me no better, it's going to be your funeral and my trial. When I and you first got together, it was on one Friday night. We spent only 2 lovely hours together, and you told the world it was all right. I'm begging you, baby, please cut out the old wall jive. You know if you can't treat me no better, it just got to be your funeral and my trial. She can love to heal the sick, and she can love to raise the dead. You might think I'm joking, but you better believe every word I said. I'm begging you, baby, cut out the off-the-wall jive. Woman, if you can't treat me no better, gone to be your fuel in my tribe.
Some of the things you find in my record collection, just digging around and pulling stuff out. And that was one that came up. The Marquettes, Surfer Stomp. Nice one, too. Before that, Cookie Jackson, that was in the question file, and I threw it on, and it just knocked me out. And I looked close, and it was written by Sonny Bono and Brian Green and what's the guy's name? Stone? Green and Stone, the guys who produced the first Buffalo Springfield album and such. And that's a nice one. The flip side is a rewrite of the old gospel tune, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Well, they just call it Shout at the Mountain or something. Make some money off that. And we heard the Rockettes doing Woohoo. I think that's in Kill Bill. I think 5678s do that, the Japanese girl band, sing it in that. I know I've seen them play it, but that's the original. And that's another kicker. Nice, nice. Start off with a Lovin' Spoonful. Let That Boy Rock and Roll from their debut album, Dave Dream. Flaming Groovies from their debut album, Super Snaz. You heard Bam Balam. And you notice, followed by Howlin' Wolf, doing Everybody Is in the Mood. And that's one of those Record Store Day compilations of Sun Blues sides. And they put out one of those, I think, every year. And I've passed them before, but this one just looked too good. I had to get it, and it wasn't terribly expensive either. But I was going to say, all three of those artists drop the G in their name. They have apostrophe, Lovin' Spoonful, Flamin' Groovies, and Howlin' Wolf. And if it seems a coincidence, Lovin' Spoonful, Flamin' Groovies, yes. The Groovies were big fans of Lovin' Spoonful and copped their name a little bit. Finishing in the middle there with Sonny Boy Williamson from the American Folk and Blues Festival, 1963. Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. And stuff I like. If you want to know what I put on when I'm at home, stuff like that, or classical music, or Miles Davis, or whatever is new. Knows no boundaries. Just if it's around and it sounds good, I'll buy it and play it. Play it for you here.
After a chaotic decade of personnel changes and creative highs and lows, the progressive rock band Yes released another masterpiece with Going for the One.
To finish up with an album like Going for the One was such a relief on many levels for everybody.
We'll do a classic album dissection of the record and talk to lead singer John Anderson this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
That's another scheduled hour for listening. Always interesting. And that should be curious, because they're interviewing John Anderson, who got kicked out of his own band. So it goes. Anything else I need to do? Yeah, that's coming up in a minute. I was talking about the Australian band Colored Balls earlier. They're a band I totally just discovered. Never heard of them before 3 weeks ago. And now I have essentially their complete catalog, probably the complete catalog. I couldn't find anything else listed. Another band that I just discovered, when Jack Rabb was here, 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, he is spinning some stuff, and one of them was Los Shakers, and he played a track that just knocked me out. And I looked it up, see if I could buy it, and it's pretty difficult to get original copies because they're from Uruguay and Paraguay. I think Uruguay is their hometown, but they were popular in that vicinity, South America. So I gave up. I just thought, well, I'll just have to make do. And not a week or so later, it was announced by the Spanish label Gearson that they're releasing the complete Los Shakers catalog, four albums. One of them's a double. They re-recorded the first album as for America, which I didn't know it ever came out in America. They re-recorded the songs in stereo. And over the four albums, which I think are about 65, 66 to 71, they really move forward fast. The first one's total Beatle-ish. early Beatlish sounds. The second one, they go from Beatles for Sale to Revolver from the first song to the last song over the album. Yeah, and it's really good. And it's they sing in English sometimes, a lot of Spanish. And they're just good. I've sat down and listened to all four albums right in a row. Beautiful big package came in. So this is new to me, and I'm really happy to share it. And I have to thank Jack Rabbit for turning me on to it. And it turns out some other people are hip to him. The Little Shakers, in way before that, but that's the way it goes. We try to not have secret records. We try to tell each other what is good. And I'm going to pass this on to you.
Glasses, hours of love, gloving all my feelings, jumping on the knees of grandfather steel. Thank you.
Difference has recently recorded a most unusual song, the sad story of a modern young miss who was created by Clyde.
I don't want you anymore. You're not the girl I knew before. Your face is bony 'cause you don't eat. Your hair's too short and your clothes are chic. Created by Clive. Created by Clive. He's gonna make you more dead than alive. But I've got feelings and I need love. Like you need a mirror and a powder puff. Created by Clive. Created by Clive. He's gonna shape you if you're gonna survive. Created by Clive. Created by Clive. You're gonna survive. Now you've got this fancy talk, and somebody's taught you how to walk. I liked it when you wore old blue jeans, but now you dress for the magazines. Created by Clive. Created by Clive. He's gonna make you more dead than alive. Your heart is plastic and your mind's gone weak. He'll put you in the window of Ellen's boutique. Created by Clive, created by Clive. He's gonna shape you if you're gonna survive. Created by Clive, created by Clive. He's got to shape you if you're gonna survive. You're gonna survive. Created by Clive. Created by Clive. He's got to shape you if you're gonna survive.
Not fast asleep in bed. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else's hand. Then I
Graham Nash of the Hollies from their Butterfly album, Dear Eloise. Great one, too. Goes out to Jim Burton. I know that's one of his favorite songs. Okay. 5:41, right about towards the end. Last set coming up. So I need to stop and tell you something. Let's see if I got it right. Yes. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten by KSM TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week at 7:30 Firing Line. Great performances. The King of Strings. Now hear this. 9 o'clock, Art in the 21st Century, London. And 10 o'clock, BBC World News. Plenty to keep you interested. And anything else here I need to tell you? Here we go.
I'm DJ Rando. Here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta. Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call DJ Rando, Citizen Rugger Paleontologist. And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show Version 0.2.4.2 Beta on KGLT.
Okay, I'll be back in 2 weeks. I gotta go because it needs to fit.
Thank you very much.